beautiful, amazing hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want you to concentrate on his words, because we always take his words as gold. We take his words as 100% with certainty, with yaqeen. So listen how he started this hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will read it in Arabic first and I will translate. خصلتان أو خلتان لا يحافظ عليهما عبد مسلم إلا دخل الجنة هما يسير ومن يعمل بهما قليل. الله أكبر. Two habits no Muslim who perform them regularly except he or she will enter Jannah. And then he said, underlined, they are very easy, but the people who perform them are very few. So inshaAllah ta'ala, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make me and you from the few. What are they, Ya Rasulullah? Let's continue. He said, يُسَبِّحْ فِي دُبُرِ كُلْ صَلَاةً عَشْرًا. You say 10 times Subhanallah after every salat, fard salat. وَيَحْمَدْ عَشْرًا وَيُكَبِّرْ عَشْرًا. And then you say Alhamdulillah 10 times, and you say Allahu Akbar 10 times. Subhanallah. Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times. They are extremely easy. فذلك خمسون ومائة ومائة باللسان. That is 150 on the tongue, because 30 after every salat, and we have 5 salawat, that will make it 150. 150 on the tongue, he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, and 1500 in the scale, because every hasan is multiplied by 10. We have 150 during the whole day. Multiplied by 10, 1500 of hasanat in the scale. Allahu Akbar. طيب, this is the first. What is the other habit? Then he said, and before he goes to sleep, he would say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. That is 100 on the tongue, 1,000 in the scale. Okay, so two habits. First habit, 10 times each, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, after every fard salat. And the second habit, before you sleep, 33 Subhanallah, 33 Alhamdulillah, 34 Allahu Akbar. 100 on the tongue, 1,000 in the scale. 1,000 hasana in the scale. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the Sahaba, Ya Rasulullah, this is very easy. How come the people who will do it are very few? It's very easy. How? This is unbelievably easy. So the Sahaba, exactly like me and you, how come? Listen to the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, he answered them, he said, the shaitan comes to you when you go to bed and he makes you sleepy and you do not finish them. And then he comes to you also after every salat, and he reminds you. He reminds you of something, and then you will get up and you leave without saying the Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. That's why they are very easy, but the shaitan interferes and make us forget to do them. Subhanallah.
The whole Quran is special, and every part of it is going to have something to benefit you. But is it okay to have a favorite surah, or to recite something repeatedly, or listen to it because it resonates with you in a certain way, maybe because of where you're at in life at the moment? Absolutely. The Prophet ﷺ himself was most moved by the verses that reminded him of his responsibility. The verse in Surah An-Nisa, how will it be when we bring forth a witness upon every nation and we bring you, O Muhammad ﷺ, as a witness upon them? He wept profusely, ﷺ, and he couldn't even handle any more of its recitation. Or the time he spent the entire night reciting just one ayah and crying. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. If you punish them, O Allah, they are your slaves. But if you forgive them, verily you alone are the Almighty and the All-Wise. And he was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about a man who used to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas at the end of his recitation in every single prayer. And when he asked the companions to ask the man why he recites قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ so frequently, the man responded, he said, because it's صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ وَأَنُ أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَقْرَأَ بِهَا, because it's a description of the Most Merciful. And I love to read the description of the Most Merciful. So the Prophet ﷺ said, go back and tell that man that Allah loves him because of his love for that surah. A person who is in distress may find something extremely beautiful about Surah Yusuf. Ar-Rahman and Surah Yasin are dear to so many people. Then we start to find the Prophet ﷺ talking about how particular surahs benefit you in the station. So he said, recite the Qur'an, for on the day of resurrection, it will come as an intercessor for its reciters. Then he said, recite the two brightly illuminated chapters, Surah Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran. He said, for on the day of resurrection, they will come as if they were two clouds or two shades or two flocks of birds. تُحَاجَانِ عَنْ أَصْحَابِهِمَا, and they will be arguing on behalf of their companions. Now imagine a person walking on the Day of Judgment, and Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran are like two canopies, two flocks of birds, two clouds that are following you and that everyone is admiring and wishing they had done so as well, wishing they had committed those surahs to their memory and acted upon them as well. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, recite Surah Al-Baqarah. For doing so produces blessing in this life, and abandoning it produces regret in the next life. The Prophet ﷺ also mentioned some of these other short portions that we recite on a daily basis. In another authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever recites Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illahu, after every one of the prescribed prayers, the Prophet ﷺ said, nothing is standing between him and his entrance into paradise except for death. Meaning it is guaranteed for him at that point that he's going to enter into Jannah. So we've covered Al-Baqarah, Ali Imran, and then Al-Ikhlas and Ayatul Kursi. Now there is one more companion, and this is what the scholars say is the persistent intercessor. And it is known as the surah that is Al-Mani'a, the preventer, and it's also Al-Munjiya, the rescuer. And that is Surah Al-Mulk, the surah that the Prophet ﷺ said that the one who recites it every night will be protected from the punishment of the grave. And some of the scholars said it prevents one from doing the deeds that warrant the punishment of the grave. And its virtue and its recitation itself prevents the punishment of the grave. It is such a beautiful and powerful surah. So much so that the Prophet ﷺ said in another narration that there are 30 verses, one surah in the Quran, that will show up on the Day of Judgment, 30 verses, and will intercede on behalf of its companion. One narration he said, خَاصَمَتْ لِصَاحِبِهَا, it will continue to argue on behalf of its companion, حَتَّى يُغْفَرَ لَهُ, until that person is certainly forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this Qur'an, as much as it is shifa, it's a healing in this life, it's so much more for you in the next. And from the moment you enter your grave to the moment of your entrance into paradise, all it keeps on bringing is elevation, and that too is true of the life that we live in now.
Are you tired of all these annoying ads on YouTube? Are you worried that a haram video might pop up? Well, the One Islam TV app is here to solve these problems, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is 100% free of any ads and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch or listen to lectures and lessons while you work, rest, or drive with your device switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran learning videos, stories of the prophets, and so much more. 2 to 4 new videos uploaded daily, inshallah. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means a small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqa jariya, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.
Mm-hmm.